Shrinking by Sienna. We had won tickets to a theatre to see a show. We found our seats quickly and settled down. The lights dimmed. The audience hushed. The curtain slowly drew back and poof, I appeared on stage dancing like never before. Why am I up here? I wondered to myself. I could see my mum looking shocked. Then I began to feel tense with every move I made. What's happening? I muttered. I began to slowly get smaller. Suddenly, I heard strange music to say that the pantomime was about to start. Oh no, what am I going to do? I muttered to myself. Got to get to Mum. At that moment, I started to panic. How am I going to get to Mum without getting stood on? Then, I realised that there were some stairs at the side of the stage. They were big stairs compared to me. Right, I have to get up those and up about 20 to get to. I started running to the stairs, but it didn't feel like I was running. Eventually, I reached them. Not long later, I was on my own. I thought it might be an idea to stay a night at the theatre. After all, I was exhausted. I woke up to see police searching the theatre. They must be looking for me, I thought to myself. Mum must have sent them. I began to shout again, over here, I'm over here. But once again, they took no notice of me. I could hear one of the policemen talking on his walkie-talkie, but I could only work out a couple of words. They were, she's not here. I started to feel sick. Am I ever going to get home? I sighed. A couple of hours later, the theatre started to fill with a new audience. The same thing happened as before. The audience found their seats quickly, and they hushed. The curtains drew back and poof, I was back on stage. No one could see me. There was only one thing different that I noticed. I was doing the opposite moves to what I was doing yesterday, and that's when I realised I was growing. I was about the same size as before I had shrunk. Hooray, I shouted as the audience just stared at me. All I could think about was getting home. I ran out of the theatre and started to sprint home. When I reached my house, I flung the door open and shouted, I'm home! Mum saw me and rushed towards me. I threw my arms around her. Thank goodness you're home, she said. Where were you? I sighed deeply. Should I tell her? No, I can't. I thought. I was at Alicia's house and I slept there too, I said. Well, never mind, at least you're home now, said Mum. I went upstairs to my room and wrote on my mirror, never go to the theatre again.